Songs sung in Minnesota's Capitol Rotunda, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Excitement filled the Capitol Rotunda in St. Paul, Minnesota on May 13, 2013, as supporters of marriage equality started singing America the Beautiful and Over the Rainbow in the lead-up to the history-making Senate vote in favor of marriage equality. For many, no song gives you more goosebumps than America the Beautiful, yet most Americans are unaware that the stirring and patriotic verse was written by a woman. The lyrics were written first as a poem by poet Katherine Lee Bates, a Wellesley College professor who lived for 25 years with her beloved Katherine Coman, a fellow professor there. Bates' poem was inspired by an 1893 trip to the top of Pikes Peak, where she marveled at the majestic view. Now, with this new legislation, America is even more beautiful. The other song, next week. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Talia Moser.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock, and you're listening to WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond. Sunday morning jazz show with Woody and Ahmad.
Thank you.
Well, all right. That was Spiritual by John Coltrane from the complete 1961 Village Vanguard recordings, recorded on November 1st, 1961, with John Coltrane on soprano sax and tenor sax, Eric Dolphy on alto, saxophone, bass, clarinet, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on oud, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Before that, we heard A Joyful Noise from the VCU Jazz Orchestra, their CD, Joyful Noise. WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter, the Richmond Jazz Society, for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as a true American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia, and see a calendar of events, including RJS's monthly guest educator series, you may visit www.vajazz.org. And also, support for WRIR is provided by TV Jerry, who has been producing creative media since 1989. TVJerry.com is also the home of Sifter, a new highly opinionated and sometimes snarky guide featuring previews, reviews, and profiles, many on video. TV Jerry and his contributors will cover movies, theater, art, music, food, style, and more at TVJerry.com. Okay, that was High Fly by Eric Dolphy from the Dolphy in Europe Volume 1, going out to our own Sonny Gardner's Canary Coal Mine. St. James Episcopal Church, 1205 West Franklin Street, has added a unique liturgy to its Sunday services, an evening jazz mass. Offering a new look and feel from traditional services, the jazz mass at 5 p.m. employs contemporary language and readings, which often include poetry. The music features band led by some of the region's finest jazz musicians.
This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter, the Richmond Jazz Society, for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia, and see a calendar of events, including RGS Monthly Guest Educator Series, you may visit www.vajazz.org.
And good morning. The time is exactly 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. My name is Ahmad Karimi. I'm here in the studio with Woody. And we got another hour of jazz coming up for you. Make sure to visit the website, that's wrir.org, and click on the Sunday Morning Jazz Show for the full playlist. We're going to start off with a little classic jazz from the 40s. This is Lionel Hampton and his orchestra with Hot Mallets. Thank you. Ray Brown featuring Monty Alexander and Russell Malone off their 2002 album, and the track was One for Hemp. Before that, we heard Stan Kenton with his famous track 23 Degrees North, 82 Degrees West. Before that was Barry Ulanoff and his all-star Metronome Jazzmen. It was a recording from 1940 with Coco, a melody of Coco plus Anthropology. And at the top of the hour, we heard Lionel Hampton and his orchestra with the track Hot Mallets. That was from recording 1938. And the VMFA Jazz Cafe, a group to an eclectic mix of jazz ensembles every Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. at the VMFA's Best Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is presented to the public by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in conjunction with the Richmond Jazz Society, free of charge. Light fare and beverages are available for sale. This week, September 12th, M. Law and the Modern Prophets of Jazz are playing instrumental jazz and R&B with Mary Lawrence Hicks on trumpet, Larry Branch on piano, Kelly Strawbridge on drums, and Scott Chambers on bass. Thank you.
Thank you.
we just heard the Toshiko Akiyoshi and Lou Tabakin Big Band. That was from 1975, the track Long Yellow Road from the album of the same name. Before that was the Horace Silver Trio with the track Yeah. That one goes out to Mike Gourier. Horace Silver's birthday was last Tuesday. Before that was Oliver Nelson with the track Green Sleeves. And at the top of the set, we heard the Jerry Mulligan Quartet featuring Chet Baker from 1952 with Turnstile. We've got a few more tracks here to finish out our hour. And Mr. Jazz is in the studio to pick up where we leave off at 11 o'clock with Bebop and Beyond. So stay tuned.
Ahmad, we wanted to come in here and do a public service announcement for our listeners. Mike Rutz usually has a show during the week here at WRIR where he plays all local artists and gives you information on them. And today we wanted to give you a little insight about an activity that's happening this evening over at the Singleton Center over on the campus of VCU, the Vlasic Hall. It's going to be a CD release party by Dr. Darrell Harper, who's the chairman of the music department at VCU and also a very accomplished jazz musician. And he's going to be having an album release party of his CD, The Edenford Files, at 4 o'clock over at Vlasic Hall. And we wanted to share with the listening audience of the Jazz Block a cut from Dr. Harper's new CD and let you know that this is happening today at VCU at 4 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Thank you.